Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Sister Rehana.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Brother Ijaz, and assalamualaikum to your listeners.
Waalaikumsalam. Indeed, I hope you're doing well, Sister Rehana. We see lots to discuss today, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia especially. Now, reports that Lebanese banking system may well soon collapse. What has caused this?
Interestingly enough, as you said, there's so much talk about the Middle East has been, just in that state where there's always so much, and it's so difficult deciding what is best to share because there's always some action in the Middle East, of course. When we look at Lebanon and its banking system, Brother Ijaz, they're facing tremendous economic difficulties, and this goes back to the 1990s. But however, in the last few months, things economically in Lebanon have been looking and turning towards the worst. We know that there was a shutdown of Hezbollah, the military aid from Saudi Arabia to Lebanon amounting to millions of US dollars have been ended very abruptly. And with all of that, and Hezbollah itself expecting some type of return from the GCC countries itself, it's resulted in the shutdown of many bank accounts and institutions that are affiliated to Hezbollah. So the governor of the banking system in Lebanon itself has announced that all national banks will commit to implementing the U.S. system that prohibits dealing with Hezbollah itself. And that's the only way they can downsize after what's been happening. All of this taking place means that there's going to be more international measures that are going to prevent any type of money laundering, any terrorism that could be related to bank issues inside of Lebanon itself. U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah have now rendered Lebanon to be under extreme monitoring situation, and the country itself is desperately in need of assistance. They have an increasing debt rate. The banking system is collapsing as it is right now. The whole system is in a state where it's going to literally fall apart, and that very much has hinged on what's happening with Hezbollah in Lebanon itself, where it's now been not only the United States and Saudi Arabia, but GCC countries and many other countries in the region and abroad have now pulled out from investments in the country itself. So Lebanon is looking at a very bleak situation economically, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, indeed. And now we move on to Saudi Arabia. Now, plenty of talk about Obama's visit to Saudi Arabia. What's your take on why this visit was so important?
Well, I think at the outset we can look at the political and the military issues, and that's definitely key issues, the military cooperation between the two countries. They're hoping to boost that, and more reassurance as the two countries, Saudi Arabia and United States, are putting their finishing touches on the action plan for Iran. It's known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We know that there's been a bit of the bilateral trust between Saudi Arabia and the United States. There's been a bit shaky ground between the two countries in recent months, especially from October, November of last year. And with Obama's visit to Saudi Arabia, hoping to bolster those ties ahead of the coming elections, regardless of who is the winner of and who is the next United States president, it's important for Saudi Arabia to be on good ties and good grounding with the United States. They've talked much and signed many accords and cooperation joint agreements about terrorism, plans and laws between the two countries. So that's been key to their discussions, the accords between the two countries. They're hoping to set up unity governments together in countries like Libya, for example, and assist Tunisia. So Saudi Arabia hoping to emerge as a regional power and one that will be taken seriously by United States, not only with the current president, but hopefully they're thinking with whoever's put into power in January 2017 in the United States. It's been mainly, primarily, more about military cooperation, but let's also remember Saudi Arabia has had to cover its grounds on many different levels, especially with the plunging rate of oil prices. So Saudi Arabia seeking to cover itself on all grounds with the United States in this recent visit.
Wonderful. Jazakallah khair for that. But now looking forward to the week ahead, Rehana, what can we expect from the region?
Well, I think two aspects. One is going to be following up on the story of Dima Alwawi, the youngest, perhaps youngest Palestinian ever to be imprisoned, who was released. Lots of talk about how much of a role the PLO did have to play, if any, in her release. People are very disillusioned about that. Also the role of social media and international pressure. We've often discounted the role of international media and international pressure when it comes to the release of prisoners or ending hunger strikes in Palestine itself. But this makes us rethink the role that other countries and international humanitarian organizations can play and should be playing on a much more serious level to help other Palestinians and relieve the plight of those there. But another topic we'll be watching very carefully is Saudi Arabia. Again, they're going to be unveiling Saudi Vision 2030. Deputy Crown Prince is going to announce more about that. We do get an understanding that there's going to be something perhaps about the issue of women and driving, also about the education plan. They're going to unroll a brand new education plan for the country itself. They're looking at rooting out corruption and poverty, unemployment. These are key issues, the healthcare services in the country itself, government work, and more Saudiization of the country and its national work policies as well. It's going to be interesting. Many Saudis, whether they're on the side of the monarchy or not, are waiting for the release. More details of this plan will follow out. They're hoping that this broad policy agenda will affect them positively, that they'll benefit from it as well. And if you'd like to follow up more on it, the government has an account for it, a Twitter account at Saudi Vision 2030. And you can follow up more details on their development projects. It will reflect very clearly and starkly to the Saudi government's policies, not only military-wise, and governmental-wise or governance-wise, but also on how they're hoping to change things on the ground nationally for Saudis. But it will, of course, be a reflection on their take of what's happening to them as a regional power and also as an international political power, and that's what they're hoping to emerge in 2016 and 2017 as.
JazakAllah khair for that, Sister Rehana, for giving us a comprehensive discussion on analysis on the region and what to look forward to in this coming week. JazakAllah khair again for your time, Rehana. Have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.